我们每个人来到神面前，是来敬拜神。
When we all come before God, it's to worship Him.
我们来敬拜神呢，我们也期待神赐给我们各样的恩惠跟福气。
And when we come to worship Him, we hope that He will give us all grace and blessing.
所以，当我们生活当中遇到困难的时候
，So in our life when we encounter difficulties,
我们都会想说，到底神还有没有继续爱护着我们
？We might begin to wonder, does God still love and care for us?
但是我们从身上看起来啊，神的爱是多方面的。
But however, from the Bible, we see that there are many facets to God's love.
就好像中国人所说的一句话
，Just like a phrase that the Chinese say.
祸是福所依，福也是祸所系，或者是就是福跟祸呢，有时候是。连在一起的。
And basically the saying goes that blessing and disaster are often come together.
所以有时候神为了祝福我们。
So sometimes in order to bless us,
神也让我们遭遇到一些事情。
God will also first allow us to encounter certain situations.
所以有时候我们要从不同的角度呢，来看神的祝福。
That's why we have to look at God's blessings from different perspectives.
神让这个以色列国的第一代王扫罗当王。
God allowed the first king, Saul, to become the king of the Israelites.
他的过程是从失落了驴开始的。
And his process to become king began with the losing of a donkey.
所以我们今天来探讨失落了驴到底是福还是祸。
So we will study today, is a lost donkey a disaster or a blessing?
我们要从他的失落、他的寻求跟他找到的这个过程当中呢来学习啊，圣经上的教训。
And we will study the process of being lost to seeking and being found as our teaching.
好，我们来看撒母耳记上的第九章。
Let's first refer to 1 Samuel chapter 9.
我们可以把红线夹在这里。
And you can put your bookmark here.
撒母耳记上第九章。
1 Samuel chapter 9.
一节到四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
撒母耳记上第九章一节到四节。
First Samuel chapter 9 verse 1 to 4.
旧约344页。有一个便雅悯人名叫基士，是便雅悯人亚非亚的延孙，比格拉的曾孙，喜罗的孙子，亚别的儿子，是个大能的勇士。他有一个儿子名叫扫罗。又健壮又俊美，在以色列中没有一个能比他的，身体比众民高过一个头。第三节。
Verse three.
扫罗的父亲基士丢了几头驴，他就吩咐儿子扫罗说：“你带着一个仆人去寻找驴。”第四节。扫罗就走过以法莲山地，又走过沙地沙地，都没有找着；又过沙林地，驴也不在那里。又过便雅悯地，还是没有找着。这边在介绍扫罗的出生。
Here introduces Saul.
他是从一个大能勇士的一个人叫基士的家出来的。
And he comes from a family of a mighty man called Kish.
介绍保罗的外表是又俊壮又健壮又俊美。
And from his external appearance, he was tall and very handsome.
他比别人高过一个头了。
And he was taller than most people by a.
那这个父亲呢，就丢了几头驴呀。
And so we see that his father has lost a few donkeys.
这个丢了几头驴哈，这个算是一个不大不小的损失，尤其对一个勇士或者财主来讲呢。不大也不小啊。
So losing a few donkeys to such a great man does not mean it's not a great matter or it's not a small matter.
不是说这样子生活就过不下去了。
Just because of these few donkeys will not prevent them from living their lives.
但是他也是一个很大，就是相当的财务损失，所以要特地的派自己的孩子呢出去寻找啊。
However, because he has lost his possessions, he sent his own son to retrieve it.
我们觉得人生的失落哈，真的是人生的一种常态啊。
Sometimes we think that when we lose things in life,
就好像传道书第三章所说的
，It's just like what's recorded in Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
他说天下万物呢都有一个定时。
It says that to everything there is a time.
他说失落有时寻找也有时。
A time to lose and a time to find.
所以我们在座的不晓得诸位有没有常常不小心都掉了一些东西啊
？So I don't know if amongst you do you often lose things.
那个掉了是很麻烦，说自己活不下去了也不太可能啊。
For a lot of you, it's very annoying when you lose things, but it doesn't prevent you from living.
有时候我们会失落的工作。
Sometimes we will lose our jobs.
也不是说我失落这个工作我就活不下去。And
just because you lose your job doesn't mean you can't live off.
但是失落这个就是很麻烦，就是心中非常的难过。
Just that when you lose something, it's very troublesome and you feel unsettled.
所以人生常常有失落工作、失落健康，甚至失落家人、失落一大堆事情。
Well, in our lives, we often lose our jobs, our health, and people we know.
如果你到非洲去，这个驴子是用来帮忙做很多苦力的事情。If
you've been to Africa, then you'll know that the donkey is used for hard labor.
如果没有钱人家，我看到他从这个湖边要扛水到山上，真的很可怜。Because
if a person is very poor, it's very difficult for him to bring water from the stream.
小弟走到那个湖边到山上呢，要走大概2个小时。Just
to walk from the mountains to the water takes at least 2 hours.
那个没有钱的人，那个小朋友啊，我看那个小朋友很可怜，那个大概是十几岁的小女孩，左手呢这个抱着一个弟弟啊，右手呢这个扛着头上扛着一盆水，这样子从山下走到山上去。And
I saw a little girl. She was in her teens. She was very poor, and she carried in her left hand her little brother, and in her right hand she was balancing a jar on her head and carried water up to the mountains.
所以失落驴真的是一种不大不小的损失啊，因为他们有时候用驴来扛这些水啊。So
losing a donkey isn't too great of a matter, and it's not too small because they use a donkey to carry water.
那我们从这个经文看到呢，其实这个失落啊的一个特色呢，就是一种希望的一个幻灭。You
can see that the unique characteristic of the word loss is that it is in place of hope.
因为第四节谈到说这个扫罗啊，跟他的仆人呢，就走过四个地方了。Because
verse 4 mentions that Saul and his servant walked through 4 different lands.
走过以寡连山、沙地、沙地、沙林地，又到便雅悯地呢，都找不到这个驴啊。Through
the mountains of Ephraim, through the land of Shalisha, through Shalem, and through the Benjamites, they still could not find a donkey.
如果这一次呢，扫罗跟他仆人呢，是用来郊游的，是在旅行啊。
If Saul and his servant were on vacation,
这个时候呢，可以看一草一花一木啊，是一个说不定是一个非常 enjoyable、非常喜乐的一个这个旅程啊。Perhaps
this journey, this vacation, would have been a very enjoyable one.
但是这个时候是在找驴子啊。But
this time they were not on vacation, but they were finding a donkey.
所以花草树木都看不到，一天到晚就注意哪里有驴啊。So
instead of paying attention to flowers and the environment, they were only looking for their donkey.
怎么前天下的驴长得都差不多啊？
Why is it that all the land looks the same?
所以一找到这头驴，一看，不是我家的。And
so once they got to see a donkey, go, this is not my donkey.
所以呢，一直寻找，寻找的过程带来就是一种希望的破灭。And
so when a person is seeking something, there is some hope involved.
有时候我们每到一个新的地方，就带着希望去。Because
every time we go to a new place, we bring some hope.
一到那个地方没有，我们又失望了。But
then once we get to that place and we realize there's no hope there, then we lose our hope.
这个就好像一个孩子在玩那个泡沫的游戏，bubble，just
like if a little child is blowing bubbles.
他觉得好像那个泡沫，每个泡沫就好像他的一个理想啊。
Each bubble to him is like an idea.
好像他的一个希望,
a hope to him.
可是每次捉到手里面的时候，那个泡沫就不见了。
But then once he extends his hand out to grasp onto the bubble, it pops and he loses his hope.
当一个人在寻找一个东西的时候,
so when a person is seeking something,
他是寻找他所失落的那个理想或者他的希望,
he looks for his goal or hope that he has lost.
但是几次希望,几次失望,到最后会带来一种生命的焦虑。
But after a while where he has hope and he continues to lose hope, then it will affect his life.
这生命的焦虑, anxious, 到是一种很难以忍受的一种情绪上的焦虑。
And it will make this person very anxious.
所以啊, 有一个朋友他在找工作的时候, 他这样讲啊。
That's why a friend of mine, when he was looking for a job, he told me.
他说找工作其实是比做工作更辛苦, 你不要以为我天天在家, 好像没事做的样子啊。
He said, looking for a job is even harder than working because don't think I'm just sitting at home doing nothing.
那个压力哦, 是从家里来的, 是从孩子来的, 是从太太来的。
Because you have pressure from your family, your wife, and your children.
那个压力是从自己内心生出来的。
And then you have pressure inside of yourself.
那个压力是从看到银行存款没有钱来的。
And you have pressure from looking at your bank account and realizing you have no money.
好不容易在等信箱一个interview的时候来了。
And you just sit there waiting for an interview letter to come to you.
你就开始在做study,做研究这个公司什么样的背景,他可能问什么样的问题。
And then once you get this interview letter, you have to research the background of the company.
每次好像又有希望,可是每次通通没有。 通知,
and then once you feel like you have this hope, in the end, it just all breaks out.
一次、两次、三次、四次, 好像过了沙林地, 沙地沙地, 以法连地, 都是没有找到他所要的东西,
you repeat this process 1, 2, 3 times, just like you go through these different lands, and nothing ever comes to fruition.
最后带来就是生命的焦虑, 失望的破灭,
and in the end, you just become more anxious.
对，这是失落的特色。
So this is the unique characteristic of losing.
但是其实失落这个特色哦，一个最人不喜欢看到就是连那个人呐本身都失落掉了。But
the one thing we don't want to see is that when you lose something, you eventually lose yourself.
我们来看第五节。Let's
read verse 5.
9章第5节。Chapter
9, verse 5.
到了苏佛地，扫罗对跟着他的仆人说：“我们不如回去，恐怕我父亲不为驴挂心。” 反而为我们挂心。真的，如果失落的东西，如果连那个人都不见了，一起失落了，你看家里的人呢，会何等的挂心呢？
It's true that if you lose something and eventually you lose a person itself, how much will your family worry?
失掉东西啊，失掉物啊，都是外在的。
To lose something, to lose a material object, is just material.
但失掉人呢，那真的是把那个最重要的东西都给失去了。But
if you lose a person, then you lose the most important thing.
因为我们中国人说呢，留得青山在啊，不怕没有柴可以烧了。你只要人还存在哦，你总是会有希望的。Because
as long as a person still exists, there is still hope.
有时候我们看到我们的孩子啊，有时候功课不一定啊是全班第一名啊。Sometimes
when we look at our children and they're not the first place in their class.
考一次、考两次、考三次、考四次，总是没有办法把他的成绩弄好。They
take the test 1, 2, 3, 4 times and it still does not improve.
这种失落也带来他自己生命的焦虑。And
this failure will cause them to be anxious.
那我们最怕看到的就是哦，他把自己统统给失落，最后自己失去了自己的自信心了。But
what we don't want to see is that in the end they lose themselves because of lack of hope.
甚至自己放逐自己呢，自己到最后就跟一些不好的青年。 或是华青帮一起混啊，这个是我们最不希望看到的。And
they give up on themselves and they go mix in with the wrong people. This is not what we want.
啊，所以真的很害怕，我们失落，连人都失落了。So
what we're fearful of is if we even lose the person himself.
我也许跟诸位分享过那样一个故事啊。Perhaps
I've shared with you this story before.
一个人读的是物理博士啊。One
person was
PhD in physics.
Huh? Was studying his PhD in physics.
来到我们教会聚会。
And he came to our church for service.
我们同龄看到他这个人奇怪，怎么走路都没有办法走直的。
And then we all thought, why is it that this person can't walk in a straight line?
他的眼神总是呆呆。
He has a.
他的眼神不太对劲。
His eyes are not very. They're just not well.
对呀，我们就问他的带他来这位弟兄怎么一回事。
And so we asked the brother who brought him to church what was wrong.
这个弟兄就这样感慨。
And this brother said,
啊，这个朋友真可怜。He
said, my friend is very pitiful.
博士毕业班的，没有办法找到工作。He
graduated and he still could not find a job.
没有办法找到工作，最后太太也离开他了。And
because he couldn't find his job, his wife eventually left him.
晚上跑到街上去大喊大叫。And
then at night he went out to the streets crying aloud.
他最后被警察抓去了。And
he was eventually arrested by the police.
出来的时候他就是这个样子啦。And
when he came out of prison, this is how he was.
真的是一个人在失落当中哦，连自己都失落了，真好可怜。It's
true that when you lose something and the person himself is
lost. 你不要以为这个我们不会遇得到。Don't
think that this isn't something that won't happen to you.
小弟有个邻居啊。I
have a neighbor.
也是可以说是中国大陆来的尖子，很会念书的一个人。数学博士。He's
a PhD in mathematics.
也是在我们湾区啊，这段期间好久都找不到工作。And
in our area where we live, he still cannot find a job.
哦，真的是，那不晓得他的自尊心被打击到极点了。So
I don't know what kind of level his own
His dignity
was lost.
最后终于有一个 interview 的机会。But
then finally, interview opportunity came up.
隔壁的太太来跟我们讲说，她跟她先生跟她抱在一起哭好久啊。And
then his wife came to us and told us that she and her husband cried for a long time.
我们会觉得我们教的弟兄也会受影响的。
And I find that our own brothers and sisters will be influenced.
一个弟兄呢，平常有在领会。
There's a brother who often leads service.
突然之间跟教务讲说，教务弟兄啊，我不要再陪我领会了。And
then one time he went to the religious affairs and said, please don't assign me to lead service.
他实在是太狱卒了。 太久太久，这个时间太长了，这段没有工作的时间实在对他来讲太长了。
Because he had gone too long without having a job.
所以我们真的很怕看到这样的一个情况，连自信心都失落了。
So what we fear to see is that a person after he loses something eventually loses himself.
有一段夏威夷教会呢，因为在扩建嘛，夏威夷教会在扩建。扩建就是 expanding 哦。
And one time, when the Hawaii churches were expanding.
那隔壁邻居就不太高兴。
One of the neighbors was not happy with
this. 平常你们这个教会在巷子底啊，你们平常礼拜六聚会就把这个巷子挤的这个都是你们的车子啊。
He said, in this street, usually on the Sabbath, you pack the street full of your own cars.
那现在你们又要扩建你们的地方啊。
And now you're trying to expand your property.
那很不高兴就告到市政府去了。
And so he wasn't happy with it, and he reported this.
那甚至我就来问我们呢，我们在这个在那个那里聚会，不晓得聚会了二三十年了，在巷子底聚会已经二三十年了，到底你们有没有那个 permit， 有没有那个啊允许的在这个社区里面聚会啊
？So after he reported us, then officials came and said, in these past 20 or 30 years, have you had a permit to actually worship here？
我没有啊。
And we didn't.
啊，结果教会就被人家关起来了。
And so the Hawaii church was shut down.
啊，怎么办呢？没有办法聚会了。
So what do we do? You can't have service.
扩建的东西建到一半停工了。
Midway through our expansion project, we were stopped.
哦，有一个加州。的弟兄啊，他在下面有一栋很漂亮很大的 mansion 啊， then, 很漂亮的房子啊。
And there was a brother in California who had a large mansion in Hawaii.
那个房子哦，就是厕所都没有门的，不用门呐、啊。
And he said in his mansion, not even the bathrooms have doors.
啊，因为哦，每一间都有厕所啊。
Because each room has a bathroom.
啊，真是漂亮的不得了一个房子，我们就在那边聚会啊。
And this house is so beautiful, and we just had service there.
啊，免费提供我们呢、啊。
And he gave it to us for free.
你在那边聚会哦，你远远看过去就是可以看到这个 Diamond Head 钻石山呢、啊。
And then from the mansion, you can look out and you can see the Diamond Head.
啊，看到大海啊。
And you can see the Great Ocean.
实在是一个非常漂亮、很好的聚会场所啊。
And this place is such a great and beautiful environment.
但是你第一次去看到弟兄姐妹，好像都没有心情欣赏风景啊。
But when you go there the first time, you'll see that the brothers and sisters don't have the heart to even enjoy it.
怎么会这样呢？我们怎么失落了自己的教会呢
？Because they're thinking, how is it that we have lost our own church?
我们常常有时候失落的东西哦，神给我们好东西，我们都看不见了。
So sometimes when we lose ourselves, even if God gives us something good, we can't see it.
感谢主啦，因为这样子哦，夏威夷教会终于从巷子口哦，移到夏威夷大学跟 Waikiki 中间的一个很热闹的地方了。
But now we thank God that actually from being in a remote location, Hawaii Church has moved to a more affluent area.
因祸可以得福啊。
So in disaster, you can have blessing.
所以真的失落是人生的常态，但是最重要就是我们不要失落自己内在的信心。
So losing something is a fact of life, but the important thing is not to lose yourself.
我们再来看他寻找的一个过程。
So let's look at the process when he sought out his donkey.
我们来看。第九章的第五节，我们从第五节开始念起。
Chapter 9, verse 5，
念到第六节。
Verse 5 and 6。
到了苏佛地，扫罗对跟随他的仆人说：“我们不如回去，恐怕我父亲不为驴挂心，反为我们担心。”第六节。
Six。
扫罗说：“仆人说，这城里有位神人，是众人所尊重的，凡他所说的全都应验。”我们不如往他那里去，或者他能将我们当走的路指示我们。这么提到一个寻找的重点是什么
？Here tells us an important part of seeking things.
寻找不只是在寻找一头驴而已啦。啊，寻找这个时候已经不是在啊，仆人是说啊，要寻找神要。我们只是我们当走的路是哪一条了
？Here the servant tells Saul that they should inquire of God to find his donkey.
这个已经方向不太一样喽。
Here they've already changed the direction of their search.
以前寻找驴呢是盲目的寻找了。
In the beginning, when they were seeking the donkey, they just saw aimlessly.
啊，现在是要寻找一条当走的路哦。
Now they're actually trying to find out a path that they should take.
是神要我走的路是什么
？A path that God has told them that they should.
所以寻找的一个目的呢，是寻找失落的意义到底是什么？不一定是寻找那个失落的东西是什么， so, 是神要我走的路的意义，路是哪一条？那个意义是什么
？So in fact, when you're seeking something, it's not necessarily to seek the object itself, but the path that God wants you to take.
所以不是寻找驴哦。 是寻找神的旨意，神要我走的路。
So it's not seeking the donkey, but the will that God wants him to have.
所以不是一个乱找，是一个有特定目的的寻找，是寻找神的旨意。
So you don't seek aimlessly, but there is a purpose, and that purpose is God's will.
已经不是在外在的寻找，而是寻找到内在神要我做什么。
So no longer are you searching externally, but you search internally your heart. What does God want me to do?
我知道这变成一个寻找非常重要的重点，是神要我走什么路啊。
And I believe this is the important part when you seek.
所以我们跟那个教会弟兄姐妹讲，你寻找教会不是把报纸拿出来一直看哪里地方哪个地方在卖、啊。
So we told the members in Hawaii, when you seek for a church, you just don't pull out the newspaper and look for a church.
你要找神，要让你找教会那条路要怎么走
？But what you need to find is the path that God wants you to take.
圣经上告诉我们要怎么样找到一个教会。
The Bible tells us how we can find a church.
教会要在一个人多的地方。
Church should be in an area where there are many
people.
要
可以高举主名的地方。
Where the name of God may be exalted.
教会的寻找就那条路是一条和谐的道路。
And a way where the truth may be preached.
是大家不要吵来吵去，我觉得哪里好哪里不好的道路。
And a way that is harmonious to all the people, where they are not arguing with each other.
寻找教会的道路，寻找起初失落那种爱的道路。
A way where there is love.
所以这个已经是神要我们走的路，不是那个东西了，是那一条从这里到那里，我要神要我怎么样走啊
？So what God wants us to do is not just to achieve the goal, but in the process, how does God want us to get there?
所以同样的找工作也是一样啊。
It's the same when we find a job.
不是报纸拿起来，或者是 resume 怎么写
？It's not just to lift up the newspaper or to fill out your resume.
而是神在我们人生工作上的路到底要我们怎么走啊？ But, 找工作那个路要怎么走
？But in our walk of life, when our pursuit for a career, where does God want us to go?
我们为什么要一个工作？
Why do we need a job?
我们的生命的价值在哪里？
What is the value of our life?
我们活着意义在什么地方？
What is the purpose of living?
也许我们过去从来没有想过。
Perhaps we've never thought about
this. 但是因为我们现在有所失落了。
But because we have lost something.
所以我们有去时间去思考到底失落的意义跟失落的目的在哪里。
Then now that we have lost something, we have the opportunity to think why have we lost it and where should we go?
如果我们没有办法找到神要给我们走的这一条路。
Because if we cannot find this path that God wants us to take.
扫罗永远没有办法找到那几头驴啦。
Then Saul will never find those donkeys.
你要先找到那一条路。
Because first you need to find this road.
你才有办法找到那一条那一只驴啦。
Then you can find the donkeys.
所以我在想说，这个扫罗他的最终极目的就是神要让他做王。
So I can see that for Saul, God planned for him to become king.
那这条路他有可能找不到吗？
Is it possible that Saul may have never found this path?
有可能哦。
It's possible.
因为扫罗这个人很容易受他朋友的影响啊。
Because Saul's a person easily influenced by his friends.
他即使做王了，以后还是被弃绝了。
Because after he was made king, he was rejected.
因为他一条路呢，他总是搞不太清楚到底是一条什么样的路啊。
Because he can never clearly see what exactly the path God has set
before him. 如果人生没有找到神要我们走的那一条路啊。
Because if in our life we cannot find the path that God wants us to walk.
传道书第三章说，人生的劳碌是何等的辛苦呢？
Because Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, how turmoil is it to walk in the life?
劳碌的这件事情上面呢，到底有什么益处呢？
What is the purpose of walking this world?
因为实在是你找不到神给你预备的那个目的跟意义啦。
Because you can never find the purpose and meaning that God has prepared for you.
所以我们要找到当走的路是什么？
So we need to find what is the road that we need to take.
到底人生是什么是当走的路？
And what is the road for our life?
耶稣说我就是道路啊。
Jesus said, I am the way.
真的，你如果没有回到耶稣面前来哦。
Because if you do not return to Jesus,
我们总是找不掉那一条路啦。
Then you can never find that way.
我记得有一句英文，他真的说得很好。
I remember there's this saying.
他说 ，If there's no way, there's no going.If there's no truth, there's no knowing. If there's no light, there's no living. 如果你没有一个位，你就没有不晓得怎么去走了。
If you don't know the way, then you don't know how you should go.
所以重要的寻找呢，就要寻找我们当走的路，就是寻找到耶稣基督本身
啊。So when we seek, the important part is to eventually seek and find Jesus himself.
没有耶稣，我们的路到底在哪里？
Because without Jesus, where is this way?
我知道说，在寻找的过程当中，我们要注意到寻找要有一个信心的同伴。
We find that when you are seeking something, you need to have faith.
我知道这个仆人以利啊，这个仆人哈，以扫的这个仆人非常有信心啊。
We see that this servant had much faith.
第六节他说呢，这城里面有一位是神人。
Verse 6 it says, In this city is a man of God.
是众人所尊重的。
And he is honorable.
凡他所说的全都应验。
And all that he says comes to pass.
这个是很有信心的话呢。
These are words full of faith.
不是一部分应验。
It's not that things will not happen.
是真的, 这个神人哦, 所说的, 全部都应验对神, 100%的信心, 没有打折扣的信心啊。
But everything that this man says comes true.
当我们遇到困难, 有所失落的时候,
so when we encounter difficulties and loss,
如果没有信心的同伴, 我们一定会进入焦虑, 甚至会失落自己。
If we do not have faith, then we shall even lose ourselves.
你看那个, 当伊丽莎被一大堆这个, 这个亚兰人的军队包围住的时候,
When Elijah was surrounded by the Assyrian army,
一个仆人一大早起来说, 哎哉我父啊, 哎呀, 我们都被包围住了。
His servant woke up and said, Woe to us, we are surrounded.
如果这个时候伊丽莎没有跟神祷告, 说主啊, 请你打开仆人的眼睛, 让他看见。
If Elijah at this point did not pray to God to open the servant's eyes,
他一直会说, 哎哉我父啊, 怎么办呢? 进入焦虑啊。
Then his servant would continually say, Woe to us.
神让他的眼睛打开, 看到, 原来天军天马比对方的军队敌人还多。
And God opened his eyes to allow him to eventually see that the army with them was greater than the enemy army.
所以这个仆人呢, 就能够在混乱当中呢, 有一颗安定的心了。
And so even in this chaotic situation, this servant was able to have peace.
知道要走的路, 神会预备。
Because he knew then that the way God wanted him to walk would be prepared by God.
需要有这样信心的同伴。
And often we need the same kind of faith.
有一个姐妹,不小妹这边提过,谈到她的孙子。
There's a sister, I don't know if I mentioned before, who talked about her grandchildren.
她的孙子就是发高烧,40几度。
Her grandchildren had, her grandchild once had a high fever.
她在那边一直祷告。And
this grandmother prayed for her.
看到她的孙子烧到,她的眼睛已在翻白眼。
And then this child had a fever so high that his eyes began to turn white.
他自己本身实在是担心得不得了啊。
And this sister was just very worried.
但是哦, 很奇妙, 就是他虽然很担心哦, 突然之间圣灵把他的手举起来啊。
And so while she was praying, even though she was worried, the Spirit lifted her hands.
手举起来, 一直叫他怎么讲, 要感谢, 要赞美这样子啊。
And the Spirit continued to tell her, you must raise your hand and give thanks.
他自己心中这样想, 我的孙子都快要死掉, 你还叫我感谢, 要赞美。
And in her mind, she was thinking, my grandchild's about to die, yet you want me to praise you.
这个很奇妙, 后来他的孙子就是没有死掉。
But miraculously, her grandchild did not die.
所以让他在这种最 最危难的当中呢, 圣灵做他最好的同伴来提醒他了。
So in this time of tribulation, the Holy Spirit was his best companion to comfort her.
笃定他的心呢,
to strengthen her heart.
真的, 如果我们在失落的时候, 有一个好同伴, 是多好的一个事情。
It's true that when we have lost something, it's good to have a good companion.
而一个弟兄, 他也是没有工作。
There was a brother, he also did not have a job.
非常的沮丧。
And he was very sorrowful.
突然之间他祖母跟他提醒一句话。
But then his grandmother, his mother told him.
他说孙啊, 如果神要给你考验了,
and he said, if God wants to test you,
他给你两个选择,
you have two choices.
一个是失掉工作,
one is to lose your job.
一个是失掉健康,
one is to lose your health.
你要选择哪一个?
Which one will you choose?
他突然从梦中醒过来呢。
And then from then, he just awoke.
感谢主, 我没有失掉健康啊。
And he thought, thank God, I haven't lost my own health.
我还有很多机会耶。
That means I still have opportunities.
所以真的有时候如果有一点提醒哦, 我们就受益无穷啊。
So it's true, as long as someone reminds us, then things become more clear.
所以我们会知道这位同伴不但是一个有信心的同伴呢, 而且这个同伴很懂得在困难当中呢给这个 啊，扫罗鼓励啊！
And so we see that this servant was not only a good companion, but also knew how to comfort Saul.
我们来再来看九章的第七节。
Let's read verse 7 of chapter 9.
第七节，扫罗就提出他的问题来了。
So Saul in chapter verse 7 brings up a question.
扫罗对仆人说：“我们若去啊，有什么可以送那人呢？我们囊中的食物都吃尽了，也没有礼物可以送那神人。我们还有什么没有？”第八节。Verse 8. 这个仆人呢，就给他解决问题了。 第八节,
In verse 8, the servant answers Saul's problem.
仆人回答扫罗说, 我手里有银子一色克勒的四分之一, 可以送给那神人, 请他指示我们当走的路。 我们跳过来看第十节,
Let's jump to verse 10.
扫罗对仆人说, 你说的是, 我们可以去, 于是他们往神人所住的城去了。 11节,
Verse 11.
他们上坡要进城了。 我们再调过来看这个, 14节,
jump to verse 14.
他们两人就上去, 我小弟要提出来就是, 请大家注意一点, 就是说, 这个仆人是在一个很好的一个鼓励的, 解决问题的同伴。
I want to emphasize that this servant is a very good person who encourages and solves Saul's problems.
那个时候我说, 哎, 我们东西都吃光了呢。
Saul said, we have eaten all of our things.
也没有礼物可以送神人呢。
And we don't have any gift to give to the man of God.
怎么办呢?
Then what should we do?
不能说我有了，不用担心了。
And the servant says, "Oh, I have a solution. Don't worry."
他们就开始走往那个城去了。
And then they began to walk to the city.
圣经上说他们走的是上坡的路啊。
And here it says that they walked up.
那我在想这个问题啊。
And so I think about this problem.
我东西都吃光了。
I've eaten all our food.
啊，我肚子可能有点饿哈。
And I'm perhaps a little hungry.
开始走上坡的路。
And we're walking up the hill.
你直接走到那个城里面。进的城啊
！And then once you get into the city,
问几个小姐，请问先知，你有没有看到啊
？And then you ask a few young women, have you seen the prophet?
小姐说有啦，先知哦，在那个上面的丘坛上面，他今天要献祭啊。
And then say, yeah, he's up at the very top, ready to sacrifice today.
那个又要上丘坛呢。
And so they have to walk even further.
你好不容易走上坡进城。
So they have just walked up the hill into the city.
如果我啊，桃花松讲个皮皮串了啦，已经上坡了，走到。可以说是已经很累了，又没有吃东西，走东西吃完了。
By then, I would have been very tired. We haven't even eaten yet.
啊，找不到先知。
And they could not find a prophet.
啊，人家说还在上面。
And then they say he's even in the high place.
如果我是扫罗，我就说，哎呀，回家算了啦。
If I were Saul, I would have said, forget it. Let's just go home.
但是你看，这两个人呢，继续往上去啊。
But you see that these two people continue to walk.
一直有一个同伴，一直有一个鼓励，一直有个支撑的力量。
So if you have a companion, you have a source of strength to rely on.
可以上坡再上坡啦。
So you can continue to press on to higher places.
所以今天我们有没有属灵的同伴呢
？So today we have to ask, do we have a spiritual companion?
尤其当您失落的时候
，especially when you have loss.
经常讲说，两个人总比一个人好。
The Bible says two are better than one.
如果一个人跌倒了，另外一个人可以扶起他的来，
If one falls, then the other can pick him up.
或者另外一个人跌倒，没有人扶起来，那个人是何等的可怜啊
！Because how pitiful it is if a man falls and yet there is no one to pick him up.
所以我在小弟在啊，我们彼此提醒，我们应当要有一个属灵的同伴。
So I want to remind all of you, we must have spiritual companions.
有一次我在学灵会听到一个高中生在见证。
One time at spiritual convocation, I heard a high school student testify.
他一上台呢，我的耳朵呢就睁得很开啊，我想听他到底要讲什么。
And once he walked to the front, I really perked my ears to listen to what he had to say.
因为我知道这个孩子是一个问题孩子。
Because I knew that this child had problems.
他哦，一来第一天就要回家。
The first day he came, he wanted to go home.
因为他家住在很远的国外。
Because his family lived out of the country in a far place.
同龄好不容易鼓励他来参加学生联会。
It was hard just to get him to come to attend.
可是一到他就想要回去啊。
And then once he got here, he wanted to go home.
后来感谢主他又留下来了。
But thank God, eventually he stayed.
所以他一上台我就想知道他到底想讲什么。
So that's why when he came up to testify, I wanted to know what was he going to say.
他一开口就说呢，啊，如果一个人没有手哦，他的脚还可以走路啊。
And he first started by saying,If a man has no hands, he can still walk.
一个人如果没有脚哦，他的手还可以做东西啊。
If a man has no legs, his hands are still there to do things.
但是哦，如果一个人没有心哦，他手脚都没有用啊。
But if a man does not have a heart, then his arms and legs are useless.
我说哇，这是个十八岁的女孩子，十七岁吧，高中生。
I thought this is a 17-year-old high school student.
怎么可以有办法讲出这么深沉的话来
？How can she say such deep, profound words?
因为我知道她原来是一个很 depression 的一个忧郁症患得很重的一个人。
Because I knew that she was one person who was depressed.
所以她没有办法离开自己的家门口啊。
That's why she was unable to even leave her house.
所以她一来这边就想要回去，因为她的那个忧郁症太严重了。
That's why when she came here, she wanted to go home because she had too much anxiety.
她开始分享她辅导员对她怎么样的一个帮助。
But then she began to share how much her counselor's comforted.
陪她讲话。
To talk with her.
陪她代祷。
To pray for her.
从第一天开始就跟她跪在一起。
For the very first day, prayed next to her.
上坡继续支持她，一直往上坡的路上走。
To continually support her as she walked forward.
你看这个女孩子有来参加贤灵会哦，前一两天都是苦。
You can see the first few days of spiritual convocation, her face was full of bitterness.
第四天、第五天，她的脸可以开了。
But on fourth and fifth day, you can see something had opened.
谁的帮助呢
？Why was this?
真的有一个很好的一个同伴的帮助啊。
Because they had good companions.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们真的有属灵的帮助吗
？So we have to ask, do we really have spiritual companions?
尤其在您失落的时候啊。
Especially when you are lost.
真的，两个人比一个人好。
It's true, two are better than one.
我们再来谈一谈啊，保罗的啊，扫罗的行卷。
So let's continue to talk about Saul's seeking process.
我们来看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
Found, 然后 talk about found.
Oh, when Saul finds his things. Verse 15.
十五节，扫罗未到的前一日，神已经指示撒母耳说，十六节。
16.
明日这个时候，我必使一个人从便雅悯地到你这里来。你要膏他做我民以色列的君， 他必救我民脱离非利士人的手，因我民的哀声上达于我，我就眷顾他们。哦，原来失落呢是为了更美的行见呢。
Who knew that being lost was for a better reason?
原来失落哦，也是找到一个神为我们安排的一个固定的目标了。
To lose your own thing to eventually find what God wants you to find.
原来神对我们每一个人都有一个先设立好的目标要去达成，
because、
我们自己都不知道。
We don't even know that God has already prepared for all of us a goal.
在扫罗来的前一天，神就跟撒母耳讲说，明天那个人会来了。
The day before Saul arrived.God already told Samuel the next day someone will come.
所以明天我们要达到的一个目标，主耶稣早就为我们预备好了。
So that our goal for tomorrow has already been set by God.
这样神看来，神对我们每个人都有一个生命上一个预定的目标啊。
So that means in our life, God has a purpose for each and every one of us.
圣经上一直跟我们讲一个观念，就是说，你来这边难道是没有缘故的吗？
That's what the Bible tells us. Is there not a reason why you have come here?
你看圣经上的诸圣先贤呢？
If you look at the Bible,
每个一辈子都有他固定的功能特啊，他神要用他的一个特色。
Every person recorded in the Bible had a unique reason why God used them.
保罗啊，神用彼得的工作呢，就是能够把他啊，在你扮演一个支柱的角色，能够啊，在一个啊，这个传教的过程当中呢，扮演一个柱子啊。
God used Peter so that in terms of evangelism, he could become a cornerstone.
主要的工作呢？主要的工作先从犹太人开始啊。
And that the first work would begin with the Jews.
那个神拣选保罗的工作，主要的工作呢，就是外邦人的使徒啊。
Yet for Paul, God wanted him to be apostle to the Gentiles.
这样看起来，真的神对你跟对我都有一个特别的使命，只是我们可能现在还不知道而已啊。
So that means God has a special commission for each and every one of us. We just don't know what it is yet.
你会想说，哎呀，我这个护人，到底我有什么使命呢
？You may think I'm just a person. What kind of mission do I?
护人呢 ？A woman.
A woman. What kind of commission do I have?
神对哈拿的一个使命。就是让他照顾培养下一代的一个伟人呢。
Yet for Hannah, God allowed her to raise up the next generation.
你会说，哎呀，我跟驴一样，我是一个很 stubborn 的人，我到底神为什么用我呢
？Or you may say, I'm just like a donkey. I'm very stubborn. How can God use me?
耶稣都可以骑那一只驴进耶路撒冷城啊。
Yet Jesus was able to ride on a donkey into Jerusalem.
所以哦，我们说哦，我们中文说大将无器材啊，就一个伟大的将军哦，没有用的材料啊。
Because you can say that a great general has things he can use.
如果在路上哦，看到那些 homeless people.
If you look on the road at the homeless people.
那个 homeless people 哦，无家可归的人，照垃圾堆去捡的都是有用的东西啊。
They will go to the trash can to find things that they can use.
连无家可归所捡的都是有用，我们的神。不晓得比无家可归的人到底伟大多少，他今天也拣选了我们，难道我们每一个人都没有用吗？
And so if God's greater than the homeless person and he chooses us, then isn't there something that we can do?
所以我们一定有一个目的，一定有个意义，可能我们现在还在寻找，还找没有找到而已，明天你一定找得到。
So there is a purpose, we just haven't found it yet, you'll probably find it tomorrow.
有一次我在一个教会的图书馆呢，看到一个儿童读物啊。
Once I was in the church library.
那我就那个儿童读物嘛，儿童看的那个杂志，我就把它拿来读读看。
And I began to read some of the students' different materials that they had.
那里面就记载一个故事，三棵树的故事。跟我好像听过周传道也讲过这个故事啊。
And in one of the books I saw, it recorded the story about three trees.
他说三棵树在森林里面呢。
He said there are three trees.
三个人都在谈自己的梦，三棵树在谈自己的梦想啊。
And each tree was talking about their own dreams.
第一棵树说呢，他是大。大意是说呢，他希望将来能够做一个帮助一个很伟大的人成长啊。
And one tree said he wanted to become useful to a great person to help.
第二棵树说他将来要做一个很伟大的宣教家。Evangelist.
And then the other tree said he wanted to become a great evangelist.
第三棵树说我将来要做一个最荣耀的树啊。
And then the third tree says I want to become the most glorious tree.
一个这个砍柴的人就把三棵树都砍走了。
And then later a lumberjack came and chopped down all three trees.
第一棵树就被做成一个马槽啊。
And then the first tree was used as a manger.
他的理想是陪伴一个伟大的人成长，结果变成这个马呢在舔东西的地方啊。
He wanted to become a tree that helped a great person, yet he was thrown into a place where the horses were.
第二棵树要做一个最伟大的宣教家，最后变成这个做成一只船。
The second tree wanted to become a great evangelist, yet he was made into a boat.
第三棵树呢？他说他要做最荣耀的树，结果人家砍下来就把它丢到角落上面去了。
And third tree wanted to become very great, yet they cut him down and threw him to the side.
结果都没有完成理想。
And all three of them did not achieve their goal.
后来主耶稣来了。
But then Jesus came.
他说在马槽里面呢， 这个生下来。
He was born in a manger.
他的理想完成，陪伴一个伟大的人。
So the first tree achieved his dream because he helped a glorious person.
后来主耶稣传教了。
And then later Jesus went to preach.
用了这一条船在岸上呢宣讲福音。
And he was on this boat preaching the gospel.
虽然自己没有做一个伟大的宣教家，却帮助了一个伟大的宣教家。
And so although this tree did not himself become a great evangelist, he helped the greatest evangelist of all time.
后来主耶稣被钉十字架了。
And then finally, Jesus was crucified.
人家找一找，不晓用什么木头，墙角两个木头就把他来钉主耶稣了。
And the people didn't know what to crucify Jesus on, and they just grabbed two pieces of wood from the side.
他终于成为全世界最荣耀的一棵树了。
And this last tree became the most glorious tree of all time.
圣经上讲一句话说，我们心中所动的善念哦，都是神的灵运行在我们心中的。
The Bible says that all goodness that is in our heart is allowed by God.
所以有时候神给我们一个 ambition， 神给我们一个理想。一个目标，有时圣灵在我们心中动工的。
So sometimes when we have this ambition in our heart, it's because of the movement of the Holy Spirit.
真的，神有一个目标让我们来达成，到底是什么？我们要把它找到啊。
God does have a goal for us, but we just have to find what it is.
那你看这个扫罗，这个失落这个东西，失落旅游是为了更美的行健呢。
So we see that Saul lost his donkey for a greater purpose.
我们来看一下第九章的十八节。
Let's read verse 18, chapter 9.
十九章的十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 18.
我们从十七节开始读起啊。
Let's read from verse 17.
撒母耳看见扫罗的时候呢，神对他说：“看哪，这人就是我对你所说的，他必治理我的民。”十八节。
18.
扫罗在城门里走到撒母耳跟前，说：“请告诉我先见的寓所在哪里？”十九节。
19.
撒母耳回答说：“我就是先见，你在我面前上秋坛去，因为今日我必与你同席。”明日早晨我送你去，将你心里的事都告诉你。二十节。至于你前三天所丢的杖洗头泥呢，你不必挂心呐、啊，因为已经找着了。以色列众人所仰望的是谁呢？不是仰望你和你户的全家吗？我们快跳过来看二十三节。
Jump to 23。
扫罗对厨役说：“我交给你说的那一份祭肉，现在可以拿出来。”二十四节。
24。
厨役就把收存的腿拿来摆在扫罗面前呢、啊。扫罗说：“这是留下来放在你面前吃吧，因我请百姓的时候特意为你存留这肉，到如今。”当日扫罗就与撒母耳同席。我们跳过来看第十章。
Jump to chapter 10.
第十章的第九节。
Chapter 10, verse 9. Verse 19.
扫罗转身离别撒母耳，神就赐他一颗星星。当日一切的兆头就都应验了。这个真的哦，失落几头驴啊，就是为了更美好的行健呢。
So we see here that Saul lost his donkey for a greater purpose.
到底扫罗找到什么
？What exactly did Saul eventually find?
我说至少找到一顿可以吃的大餐吧。
I said he can at least have a good meal.
这个祭物那份肉，不晓得是牛腿肉还是羊肉啊，羊腿肉啊。
We don't know which type of meat is recorded.
扫罗不晓得，刚提到说他已经东西都吃光了，走了这么远。
But it just said that in the past he had eaten all his food and come this far.
哇，至少我想那一餐实在是很好吃啊。
So I'm sure to him that meal was very good.
至少找到了啊，找到了，神要让找到了一个荣耀，跟先知一起坐席吃东西，这不是何等的荣耀
？Saul eventually found glory and was able to sit with the prophet. Isn't this glory?
他说：“你哦，你已经不用担心了，早就已经找到了。
”And Samuel told Saul, "You don't need to worry about the donkeys; they've been found."
更重要是找到一颗新的心呐、啊。
But the most important thing he found is a new heart.
如果扫罗后来没有变，他真的成为一个新的人呐、啊。
And from here, you can see he changed into a new person.
所以我们看到这个失落驴，这个是为了寻找到后面为他所预备的。这么多的一个荣耀
，So you can see he lost the donkey. So in the end, he can find the glory.
所以真的，我们要再回头过来看看什么叫做失落啊。
So then we need to take a look back at what does it mean to lose something.
到底人生的失落是什么
？What does it mean to lose in life?
人家很会做音乐的作曲家哦，他的音乐当中总是要一些休止符啊。
You can see that a famous composer, when he composes, there are
休止符啊
，there are
pause, 对不对
？There's a
speed, 对不对
There's a beat.
就是突然之间唱了半，嘣嘣嘣，哎，没声音了。
They will have this beat, and then there are times where they pause.
为什么突然没声音呢
？And why will they pause?
就是要强调那个嘣嘣嘣多好听啊。
It's to emphasize how good the previous stanza was.
休止符是为了让他的音乐更美啊。
He makes this pause to sound, make his piece sound more beautiful.
很会画画的人哦，都会留白，画会留白，不要你每张画都把它填满了，这样有什么好看
？And you can see some artists when they paint, they will leave white places.
留白是为了让画更美啊。
They will leave the white there so it can contrast with the beauty of their picture.
很多人会讲话的演讲家，突然他讲到一半，他就不讲了。
Some people, when they speak the great orators, they will stop.
这样观众才会注意嘛。
This way, people will listen.
所以 这个有时候人生的空白哦，有时候是为了人生的失落，是为了我们在找到东西的时候哦，它整体就更美丽啊，整体更美丽。
Sometimes the emptiness and blankness of our life is to allow us to see the beauty later on.
我们要从另外一个角度来看到失落跟寻找。
So we need to look at seek, losing, and finding from a different perspective.
有一次我看到一篇这个弟兄姐妹送给我的 email。
Once I saw an email that was sent by a brother or sister.
他是啊，在谈到一个人在访问神呢。
And he mentioned that a person was interviewing God.
Oh, 神啊，你对人类哦，你看人类哦，你觉得最让你最 surprised 的、最讶异的事情是什么？
And this person asked God, God, what is the most surprising thing to you about this world?
那个故事中的神就说呢，哎呀，这个人很有趣啊。
And then God in that story says, well, this person is pretty interesting.
那人哦，从小时候就一直希望快快长大。
Because when people are little, they always want to grow up fast.
啊，等到快快长到老的时候，又一直回忆小时候。
And then when they're old, they always want to wish they were young again.
啊，人哦，健康的时候就拼命一直冲，一直冲，什么事情都要把它做得最好。
And people are always pressing forward to finish and accomplish things.
啊，等到生病的时候就想说，哎呀，如果当初不要这么冲，我就不会这么生病了。
Yet once they become sick, they think I shouldn't have worked so hard in the past.
所以人真的是很奇怪。
So God is very strange.
所以有时候失落是为了让我们人生啊有更美的一个过程啊，更美一个结果啦。
That's why losing sometimes is often so we can have more beauty in our life.
所以弟兄姐妹们，到底失落的东西，失落的驴，到底是福还是祸
？So I ask you, losing a donkey, is it a blessing or a disaster?
我觉得这个答案好像需要你来回答呢。
And I really think that you need to answer this.
因为可能是福，也可能是祸。
Because it could be a blessing and it could be a disaster.
问题是你有没有找到那一条当走的路
？The most important thing is that in this, did you find the way?
找到那一条路，那个本身就是结局，一定是美的啦。
Because if you find that way, then it will be beautiful.
耶稣就是那一条道路。
Because Jesus is that way.
我们走在主的路上吗
？Are we on His way?
还是我们走在主的路上
？Or are we on Jesus' way or are we not?
所以失落了你是福还是祸？
So losing a donkey, is it a blessing or a disaster? May God help us.